Okay, and the last person to present for our main section of the show and tell is Alan Cantor, who will be demonstrating a method for differentiating homophonic first names when using speech recognition technology. While Alan's preparing, we do have, after Alan's presentation in about 15 minutes, we will have a couple extra minutes to do the rapid fire session. So I believe there were three people at least that are interested. If you could just be prepared to hurdle over everybody that's in front of you, pop on up here, and you'll have about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes to present.
Is it showing up yet on the screen? New display detected. Need some help here. Is it a matter of pressing the magic button?
5, 7, yeah, there you go, I think. There we go, there we go.
There it is, yay. That's not the problem, this is the beginning. Okay, all right.
You mean you want to be able to see it too?
All right, good afternoon. So, one of the irritants and using naturally speaking or other speech recognition products is the issue of first names that have different, same pronunciation but different spelling, so homophonic first names. So Kathy with a C, Kathy with a K, Karen with a C, Karen with a K, Jody with an I at the end and Jody with a Y at the end. And no amount of training, no amount of context, will ever, or no amount of data collection will ever be able to allow the system to tell which one you mean. And I've got a lot of friends who've got names like these, and I'm constantly using them for email, and I just got a new client who's named George, and he's got an S at the end of his name, and I thought, okay, I got to come up with something. So here's the problem, John, Diane with two N's. So the solution I came up with was to use a mnemonic, to invent a little mnemonic. So a memory trick, something that would be very, very easy to remember, require little or no memorization, hopefully no memorization. And the one I came up with was to break down the name in. First of all, you say the name, either with or without, A, an, one, or two, and a letter or a letter equivalent. Now, it sounds pretty complicated, but it's actually not so bad. So Kathy, John, here's Kathy, John, and Diane. Kathy with a C, Kathy with a K, John with an H, John without an H, Diane with one N, Diane with two N's. At least this is what I was able to remember. Now, the issues with it are that, like this, how do you spell letters, things like that. I did a little bit of trial and error with that. In general, I found that for singulars, like for K, you could, when you're specifying the pronunciation, you go K, period, or if possible, if it's a word, the letter of the alphabet is a word like B, so you spell it B-E. Or for S's, for saying like with two S's, S apostrophe S doesn't work, but spelling S like E-S-S-E-S seems to work well. So how you do it? You create a file that has the word slash pronunciation. So Alan, Alan with one L, Alan with two L's, Sarah with an H, Sarah without an H. Anyways, and here's the file. My file looks like this. Over a period of a couple of days, maybe spending a total of 20 minutes or something, I came up with this list over here, which has maybe about 40 names on it. And of course, it's endlessly, can be added to endlessly. And the first part before the slash is how you want it to be spelled in the document. And the part after the slash just a convention in naturally speaking, is how it should be pronounced. Okay, I discovered you could do a little bit more with this. Elizabeth with an S, Elizabeth with a Z, but for our Canadian friends, like myself, you say Elizabeth with a Z. So I built in a few of those just for fun. And how to do it, after you've created that file, a plain text file, which, by the way, the file, I'll make it available to anyone who wants it, you know, in its present form. Go to the menu method, the menu, in naturally, the word menu, go import. I always say preview a list of unknown words, but okay. Add a file. My file is first name list. You go next. Oh, I guess I have to select it, don't I? Next. And it's done. Okay, finish. And let me show you how it works. Let me just go to the beginning of it, get into some space, put on a headset. The nice thing about these, they don't need to be trained. Allison with one L. Allison with one L. And Allison with two L's. And Allison with two L's. Went walking through the park with Brian with an I. I'm Brian without an I. Period. Oh. Is that right? Karen with a C. That's interesting. Click close. New paragraph. Bobby with an I went walking with Karen with a C. Karen with a C, period. Well, we're running into interference with Dennis, maybe. But, you know, it's not 100% reliable. But especially in the context when you're not using it as part of a sentence, like, for example, in the field, in the to field in an email message, I'm finding it works quite reliably. Oh, back over here. That. So the advantage of it is there's no training involved. They go in really, really nicely. I've never trained one. It would be very easy to customize and expand the list. The other thing, although I've got 40 or 45 on my list, like for most people probably just the two or three or four, which are kind of irritating factors, is all that you really need. If you had another mnemonic, you could just add it to that or substitute a different one. The disadvantage is that sometimes it seems better if you pause after the name. So it acts a little bit like a command. Although sometimes I find I can just go right through and it works fine. Other applications for this is any other kind of homophones. And the other thing is for non-USA spellings. So color with a U, flavor with a U, etc. And because no matter if you're Canadian or British, and using the American spelling, no matter how many times you train them, it always spells it your incorrect way rather than our correct way. So pop quiz, just to show you how easy this is, what would it be for Greg to spell this way? Shout it out. Shout it out.
L-Y-N-I.
Okay. Linda with a Y. Now, it's not a perfect system. I mean, you start to find exceptions to it. Like, how about this one? Saul with an O. But how about this one? Well, yeah. So this sort of breaks the convention. I end up doing, well, Saul with an A-U. But it's actually very easy to put those in. But even with the exceptions, it seems to be a pretty reliable technique. And if anybody wants my basic list, just send me an email, and I'd be happy to send it to you as an attachment. Are there any questions? Yes, Debbie.
So you were saying slack, but you're actually using a backslash.
Yes,
I'm
that's really what I meant.
I'm really ignorant about national speaking. So the backslash is something that is part of the program.
Yeah. It's a convention when you're putting in if you create a list of words, of unique words, you put them one on the line, and if the pronunciation is different, you put the pronunciation after a backslash.
And if you did use a forward slash, does that mean something different?
I don't think it means anything.
Oh.
Any other questions? Yes. No, you don't. I just found that if I didn't put the period, it didn't work. It wouldn't work without it. You'd think it would, but it actually makes sense in a way if you're using naturally speaking, especially in version 10, that when you say things like L. Bean, it will probably put the periods in even though you don't pronounce them. That's the way it handles capital letters. It might change from version to version. Probably the more reliable way might be to change it to Alan with one L like that, which obviously I'm using for some of them, and it works well.
Is it the current version or a special version or genre?
It'll work in all versions. Ray.
For individual on-the-fly kinds of things, I use vocabulary editor to do the same thing.
The question is whether you could go into the vocabulary editor and add these in on the fly. The answer is yes. It would be just as easy to do it. But I was aware of the names that I needed, so I put it into a file. It would also be possible using if you're using the professional edition to create a macro that would allow you to put them in without having to mess with files if somebody had to do this all the time. But yes. Yes, you could also do it that way too. What I was trying to achieve here was one easy to remember method you could apply to as many names as possible. But for individual names, I've actually done the same thing too during earlier versions of Naturally Speaking with my own name, which I always seem to put it with two L's. Anything else? All right, thank you. Do you want me to do mine first? Okay.